Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Startopia Radio.
Hello and welcome to a special Business Radio X production, spotlighting innovative thinkers and difference makers in business and our communities. Hello, I'm Ryan Redhawk. On today's episode, we are going to get a chance to visit with author, speaker, and philanthropist, Sheree Darien. Coming into us live from South Carolina is Sheree. How are you today, Sheree?
Hi, Ryan. I am fabulous. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you as well. Are you excited about this time of the year?
I am. In fact, this is my favorite time of the year for various reasons, of course. But no, I'm a daddy's girl and I have my own Santa Claus year round. So I'm super excited.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out here to join us today. You know, Sheree is a wife, a mother, a servant leader, a coach, a visionary, and so much more. Sheree, if you would please, for our listeners, just share a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. Well, I love telling people whenever I have interviews that I am a recovering corporate banker and who have now turned to the purpose development coaching side of the world. And there's nothing else more that brings me joy than empowering, motivating, and inspiring other human souls. And so that's kind of the short end of my story. I say I'm one woman with one life, but infinite second chances. And it is my role to pay that forward to all of humanity. And so I am all of the above, but there's so much untapped potential I know that I have. And I am a thought leader. If I could get out of my head for most of the time, I would certainly be a snail somewhere, but it keeps me excited. It keeps me alive and it keeps me living. And there's nothing else that I'd rather do than to pay that forward with those that I come in contact with.
What year was that when you made the transition from corporate banking to entrepreneur? And was there a particular moment when you said, now is the time?
Oh, absolutely. It was 2 years ago, Ryan, 2 years ago. And you know, for me, I had that light bulb moment. It was what Oprah refers to as the aha moment. And I was wearing so many hats. And on the outside, I was buttoned up. I looked like the professional, well-groomed, very articulate professional, as many people do today. But I knew within myself, I had that moment where I knew that it wasn't working for me anymore. And it really was a light bulb moment. But at the same time, for me, while everything on the surface externally looked perfect, I was really hitting rock bottom, and I knew that I had to be my own rescue. And in doing so, I chose to let everything I knew at that point go, at the risk of my own sanity, at the risk of my own becoming the next best version of Sheree. And I allowed my convictions, and this is the words of one of my incredible mentors, Lisa Nichols of Motivating the Masses. I allowed my convictions to make me inconvenient. And so although I allowed the salary to go, my staff to go, everything that you get, all the perks, of course, from a nice career, I let all that go. And I really didn't know where I was going. But I had a neighbor that told me that if you take the leap, God will provide the stairway. And it's been crazy, bananas, fabulous. And I'm just here to tell the story. And also, of course, to pay for it by encouraging others who may be on the ledge and wanting to make that leap. It was certainly a leap of faith, and now encouraging everybody else to make that jump. But again, I'm just sharing my story from one person to the next.
And particularly, you love empowering women. Why is it important for you to help other women, empower them to follow the same journey that you have been and continue to be on?
Because many times, many women, as a woman, of course, and a mother and a sister and a wife, so many hats that we wear, we are nurturers by nature. And we're used to being pouring used to pouring into others to the point where we sometimes empty ourselves. And when you're depleted, it's very difficult to pour from an empty cup. So I got to that point where it was a very, very dark place. I didn't know how to get out. But most importantly, Ryan, above all, I did not know my own worth. And that, again, was one of those light bulb moments where I was looking to everyone else to fill me up. I was trying to do as in performance, even in a professional career, meeting quotas, running to this board and that board, serving everybody else externally, trying to be good to everybody else without having a clue how to be good to myself. And it's so weird to say that, and sometimes it's uncomfortable, but as a little girl, I was always very, very sensitive, wore my heart on the sleeve, very, very vulnerable, loved everybody from the kitty to the puppy to the older gentleman, everybody I came in contact with. And I have a potpourri, if you will, of earth angels to this day, both that are still with us and those that are with us in spirit because of that. But that same vulnerability that I always had as a child, I actually began to hate myself for, because it was so easy for me to love and attract just companionship. And I didn't understand that. And so I fought the main thing that I now treasure as a gift. And that is now what I extend to women, to ensure that they know their worth and that they themselves are the treasure.
That's right. And you're out there helping women, empowering them, and which inspired you to go on and begin this Wealthy Women's Retreat. You can find out more information at wealthywomenretreat.com. Tell us about that. When and where does that take place?
Super excited. This is actually the inaugural event. And so the women that are attracted to be there with me are, in my opinion, very humble opinion, very, very special, because we are going in on February 2nd through the 5th on beautiful Hilton Head Island here on the East Coast at the Western Resort for a few days, where we are pampered, where we are empowered, where we are holding each other up and pouring into one another. But they get to do that beside me. I'm going to be so raw, so naked, so unashamed, and so unapologetic with my story. Even in the book I wrote, Testimony, A Second Chance, which is also available on Amazon, at this retreat, I wrote that book because, of course, it's kind of out there on the World Wide Web for everybody to see. But I really wrote it similar to the Bible in parallel-like form. So in order to really get the juices of the message that I was giving nuggets of, to really get the exposed person that I shared a little bit about in the book, you have to really get up close and personal with me. So I'm inviting women from around the globe to get in that intimate setting with me for this launch of the Wealthy Women Connection Retreat in Hilton Head, to be a part of it and really experience all of it. The things that some women today are scared that they would never even share, I'm sharing it. And the reason why I'm sharing it is, again, I'm paying it forward. I'm being that example. I'm giving them power. I'm allowing them to use their voice based on mine.
We are speaking with Cherie Darien. She's author, speaker, philanthropist, excuse me, and she's also the creator of the Wealthy Women Retreat, taking place in Hilton Head. Who should attend this retreat? Is there a particular type of businesswoman or anyone else, a dreamer? Who should attend your event?
You know, Ryan, we are reaching out to all women, from our millennials to our wealthies and women. And I have to place a disclaimer, though, because this is very, very intentional. I was very deliberate, and I set it to only 50 women to be intimate, very intimate and very deliberate, very intentional. So it is not for everyone, or not right now, because I too had to get to the point where I was ready. And many women want it, but they're not ready to do the work to get what they really want and they know they need. And so it's going to take, it's a shift, even if it's a needlepoint shift in their mentality. And those ladies that are right there and they want it, they want to do something about it, this is what it is for. So it is not for everyone. I have to be really really upfront, but it is for those that are seeking answers, who are on a path to find out who they really are, what their purpose is in this life, in this physical body. For those who want to get in touch with their higher selves, this is who it's for. It's so much more than personal development. It's actually more about a spiritual and purpose development. It goes much deeper. And our sessions are going to be so intimate. And everyone that leave will leave with major breakthroughs.
Fantastic. And remind our listeners again where and when that takes place.
February 2nd through the 5th. Beautiful Hilton Head Island, Wealthy Women Connection Retreat is the name of the event. The theme is We Are Treasures. You can find us on the World Wide Web. Of course, our website is wealthywomanretreat.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You can find me, Cherie Darien. I'm on Amazon. I also have an author page, again, first and last name, Cherie Darien. And we just extend an olive branch and hoping that someone else will pick it up.
Yeah, that's great. And so if you're a woman entrepreneur out there and you really want to get after it and take it to the next level, this may be the place for you. This is not for everyone, as she said, or not the right time for you. Maybe next year, as Cherie is really trying to create an environment where you can grow and empower and learn and take your professional and personal life to the next level. And you've had so much success through the years, and you continue to evolve and challenge yourself and grow as a business professional. Do you have any things you do here towards the end of the year as we wind down 2016 that you do to kind of reset and refocus and then set goals for 2017 you could recommend to some young entrepreneurs out there?
You know what? Take a minute to reflect. That's it. That's the biggest takeaway that I would say at the end of the year. Everybody, and we were very strategic, Ryan, in setting the timeline of the retreat. We did it in February, right after everybody has set their New Year's resolution. So we did that because, you know, right now everybody's out shopping and it's all about the holiday. And I use a statement that one of my very good family members, who's a businessman, says that it's a holiday. It's not a holiday month. So we have to keep living beyond the actual event. You know, it's so much more than that. But a lot of people just put their lives on hold for one date on the calendar, but it is a day, not a month. But I would say, and I would challenge to all of those that are listening, is to take a moment to really reflect on what you have already done. This season, don't even set another goal. And I know that is like an oxymoron because everybody's chasing the next rabbit. But it wasn't until I stopped and really took a breath and saw where I really was in life, what I had already accomplished, and assess my true happiness, my true state, me, not anything outside of me, but me. What was going on with me? Did I know me? What did I do? Am I feeling good about me or what I've done? Do I want to continue in this? And just really, really take a moment to look around you. And if it fills you up, it is beautiful. You can pat yourself on the back. But if it does not, then it's time to just take a pen and take a paper, piece of paper, and journal those thoughts. If no one else ever sees it, you take that time. So I would just say reflect. Reflect on where you are and where you want to go. And if you really want to go to the next level, I would certainly encourage you and I would challenge you to get at Wealthy Women Connection Retreat with us, because I'm telling you, B-O-L, Breakthrough Out Loud, and Yana, you are not alone, but you have a tribe that is waiting for you. And just come on aboard, just land. You're ready.
No, that's fantastic. Listeners, you can learn more at CherieDarien.com about Cherie and all of her work. She is a multipreneur, so she's involved with so many different things, but most recently and most excitingly is this Wealthy Women Retreat coming up in February in Hilton Head. You can learn more information at WealthyWomenRetreat.com, or if you want to learn more overall, go to the Facebook page. We'll have some links posted up later on this show. And so thank you so much, Cherie, for joining us here today on this Business Radio X special production, and wish you much happiness through the holidays and much success in 2017.
Thank you, Ryan. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. And if your company is out there doing something interesting to serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk, and we will see you next time on Business Radio X.